Well, at the moment, local authorities raise business rates locally. Central government takes most of it, more than 50%, takes it back to central government and recycles it into the general treasury coffers. The proposal here is that local authorities be able to keep all of their business rates, whilst also incentivising them to build businesses and make sure their tax take goes up. There'll also be new powers to allow local authorities to cut business rates if they feel they want to attract more business in. So I think these are A, about devolution, and B, about helping business and create jobs.
And so it's all about a big emphasis on that incentive as well then, and people taking their own responsibility.
Yes, I think that's right. I mean, at the moment, you know, we recycle a lot of the business rates directly or indirectly through central government grant to local authorities. What we are making sure is that there are two protections in place so that there is still a redistribution mechanism between local authorities, those that have got a huge amount of business and those who don't have a lot of business in their area. Secondly, there will be protections in place for local authorities that have a particular problem, like a sudden big business problem in their area, which may have an impact on their receipts.
So there is those safety nets in place, because that is what I was going to ask, because it is quite a lot of responsibility to give over, but there is a wee bit of safety net there.
Yeah, there certainly will be safety nets that we will be designing to make sure that those particular cases, local authorities are insulated from those effects. But the important thing is, there's a devolution measure, and it allows local authorities to encourage businesses to grow, and potentially encourages local authorities to create a more business-friendly environment in their area.
Overall, you must have been happy with the speech. You got a little mention as well. What was the general theme of the speech? Were you happy with the overall message?
Well, I think it was a very uplifting speech, and I think it set out a clear vision for the country's economy going forward 5, 10 years or even longer. The theme that we are the builders, I thought, was really important. So taking it not just from the economy, that we are effectively, as you know, rebuilding the UK economy after Labour's disastrous recession of some years ago, but also building the infrastructure, building the homes and building everything else we need to be a world-class competitive economy in the years ahead, faced with a lot of challenges.
Do you think that things like business rates and infrastructure, all those sorts of announcements, they'll sort of peel away for people once they get any sort of letters of cuts or tax credits cuts that are coming down the line? Is that not the big problem with this conference at the minute? It's sort of hanging over it, isn't it?
Well, I disagree with that. I think when you look at the changes in the round, like all of the changes taking place, you know, what we're trying to do is to move from a high welfare, high tax and low wage economy to a higher wage, lower tax, lower welfare economy. And that means you have to look at the changes in the tax credits at the same time to the introduction of the new national living wage.
But the timings don't work, do they? Because you have to wait for a little bit longer till all that works out, so people are still going to lose out.
Well, the timings vary. The national living wage will start coming in April and will rise to £9 by the end of the Parliament. Also, the changes, big increase of the personal allowance to deliver our manifesto pledge, raising the personal allowance to £12,500. All of those things are coming through. But we also have to recognise that the reductions in tax credits are only taking the overall tax credit bill back to the situation it was in 2008. We inherited a situation in 2010 where 9 out of 10 families in this country were eligible for tax credits, including even members of Parliament. We reduced that to 6 out of 10, and these measures will only reduce that to 5 out of 10. So the tax credits, looking at the bigger picture, the tax credits, you have to understand that things are going back to their 2008 levels, which we think at the moment is sustainable.
Just finally, looking at the protests that happen in and around the conference, it seems as if the other side's gearing up for a bit of a fight. Are the Conservatives up for a bit of a fight and a bit of an argument? Not literally, but figuratively speaking, up for a bit of a fight when it comes to all this?
Well, I think we're using the power of our ideas and powers of what we're delivering in government to make our arguments for us. I don't envisage any situation where the Conservatives will be out on the streets in that way. I think we're too busy getting on with the job of running the country and making those tough decisions so the country can live within its means and building for the future.
But you do recognise they are tough decisions?
Well, they can be very tough decisions. I, as Chief Secretary, have to make some of the toughest decisions in government in terms of government spending and so on. But that's what the British people elected us to do in May. They gave us a really strong mandate to make those changes and make sure the country gets turned around, recovering from Labour's economic disaster.
just finally, is that a really hard decision to make whenever you're sitting there, sitting down with all the figures in front of you? Is it easy to equate the figures to actual people out there? Is that something that you find easy to do?
Well, I think on a relative basis, yes. I mean, I'm a constituency member of Parliament. I was formerly a local councillor in my community in Fulham. Fulham has some of the toughest areas in the country, some of the 1% most deprived estates and areas. So yes, I see it every day in my, not every day, but every week in my constituency surgery, and I feel I've got a reasonably good grip on the situation from my own constituency.